We have heard from the disability community, specifically people who use wheelchairs, that they are not able to physically get into Red Rocks. They're not able to buy tickets to the accessible section. And if they're lucky enough to get there, they're not able to get tickets in a place where they can access and actually see and hear the concert.
What then is a reality for somebody who would need a special accommodation under the ADA, who is in a wheelchair, if they were to buy a ticket to Red Rocks? Do they go along and there's just no way for them to go in? I mean, what exactly happens?
So we've got a couple of problems going on at Red Rocks. And the way that we've boiled it down is that the issues are related to notice and enforcement. So first of all is to notice. Currently, there are not enough notices on the tickets themselves, on the seats themselves, in the venue, to make sure that everybody is aware that the front row is for people who have mobility impairments and their companions only. So we need to make sure, and this lawsuit is trying to make sure, that the city makes that notice available to everybody, very clear, everybody to see. But the second piece of that that's really important is enforcement. And what we mean by that is the city needs to direct the staff at Red Rocks to go to the front row and say to people who don't have visible disabilities, do you need this seat due to a disability? And if they don't need the seats, then they need to be moved to other seats so that people who use wheelchairs can use row one. So the city's been unwilling to do that to this point, claiming that the law does not allow them to inquire about a person's disability. And while it's true that many questions can't be asked, it's absolutely true that the city and its staff can ask, do you have a disability that requires you to be in this seat? And if the answer is no, the law is very clear. They're allowed to move them.
What are some of the stories that you're hearing when people who have purchased a ticket and need to be in that row and then they get to the venue and it's not available? What have you heard?
So there's two different issues. If a person who uses a wheelchair is able and lucky enough to log on just at the right moment and buy a front row ticket, then they are likely going to be just fine. But that's not what is happening. There's two different things happening. One is that they are logging on and others are buying those front row tickets, others who do not need them, whether it's scalpers, whether it's bots, whether it's the secondary market. They're buying up those front row coveted seats and reselling them on the secondary market for much, much higher, so that the people with disabilities, if they actually want to be able to get that front row seat so they can get into Red Rocks, they're paying 3, 4, 5 times the value. So that's the first problem, is that many times they just don't get the tickets and they're being resold at a much higher rate. The second problem is the law specifically allows that if somebody uses a wheelchair or other mobility device, they can buy a ticket to any one of the seats in the venue. And when they get there, they can exchange that ticket for a seat in the accessible section. The problem is that because of the shuttle at Red Rocks only agreeing to take people who use wheelchairs to the front if they have a row one ticket, that means that if somebody has a row 16 ticket, they use a wheelchair, they would like to go in accordance with the law, get to Red Rocks and get it exchanged, they can't even get there because the shuttle won't take them there. So we filed the lawsuit on Thursday, and on Friday, Nathaniel Ratliff tickets went on sale at Red Rocks, and several of our plaintiffs attempted to buy front row tickets, accessible tickets, immediately when they went on sale, and none of them were successful. But within hours, they did send us screenshots of the front row tickets, which are the accessible tickets, being sold on a secondary market, StubHub, and some of the quotes are $469 for 2 to 4 tickets each, $495, $529, $599 a ticket for front row dead center, which is an accessible seat. Nothing on this indicates that it's accessible or required to be for people who have used wheelchairs or have mobility devices. So if my plaintiff wants to go use a wheelchair and go to this show, in order to do that, they're going to have to pay somewhere between $400 and $600 to do so when the tickets themselves were $50.